Welcome to Slugmat. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is impaptidity talog affecting JFrog Artifactory, ScreenConnect, and RouterWiz. Attackers are chaining these bugs to deploy backdoors or execute unauthorized files. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. At number 2, CISA added CVE-2026-86-T8-SEX-200-SEX-20 vulnerabilities catalog. This pre-authentication static code injection flaw enable in Central allows remote code execution. The vendor released a fix in version 2026.3 hotfix 4. CISOs and SOC teams should review environments for indicators of compromise before applying the patch. Number 3. Sophos reports malware targeting F5PY0HT APM appliances injects a PHP web shell directly into memory. This technique leaves disk files unmodified, evading standard integrity checks. A separate installer modifies the Apache web server to hook the aper-deloso doxload function. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4, Group IB reports the Gold Factory Group is using the Gigabud Trojan to clone Indonesian banking apps into Android work profiles. This technique evades fraud detection. The campaign targeted a dozen banks, compromising 1,469 devices and 1,281 logins. Estimated losses reached $1 million. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Okta analyzed a 7GB InfoStealer dump, finding 24 valid API keys for AI services like OpenAI and Google Gemini. Okta identified 24 valid API keys for AI services in the InfoStealer dump, noting that the abuse of such keys to gain unauthorized access to a victim's LLM is referred to as LLM jacking. Additionally, 17.7% of the JWTs contained plain text personal data. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 6. Schneier reports AI agents now exploit vulnerabilities based on mere rumors, compressing mean time to exploit to -7 days. This speed outpaces traditional workflows where probes hit targets within 10 minutes of a fix. The findings suggest current embargo practices are incompatible with automated attackers. SOC and incident response teams should note this shift. Number 7. Anthropic reports that Russian state-sponsored hackers used Claude to rebuild malware after detection. The group, identified as GTG-2006, leveraged this AI workflow. Anthropic disclosed that GTG-2006 used Claude to autonomously rebuild and redeploy malware after security products detected the original artifacts. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 8. Intezer analyzed 16.9 million SOC alerts, finding AI-related detections surged 685% from February to June 2026. However, these remain just 0.43% of total volume. CISOs should note that 94.1% of these alerts are noise from legitimate agent activity. Only 0.02% involved confirmed attacks, primarily phishing lures impersonating AI brands. Number 9. cPanel patched CVE-2026-67401 and SQL injection and email track. An authenticated account with mail privileges can create files and execute code as root. The vendor states all supported versions are affected. No public exploit code or confirmed in-the-wild exploitation has been reported. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 10, SAP patched CVE-2026-44756, a CVSS 10.0 memory corruption flaw in the extended passport kernel. Onapsis named it Overpass. It allows unauthenticated remote code execution via web, SAP GUI, or RFC layers. Attackers can run arbitrary OS commands with admin privileges. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.